Unit 7, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills, Listening, Section A, Listening Comprehension, Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
African educators and members gathered recently to discuss the UN's Millennium Development Goals on education. They said a UN report shows progress, but they also said some countries cannot meet the goals by the target date next year. The educators and other experts said those countries cannot increase education and gain equal treatment for boys and girls in schools by 2016. They noted that this is especially true of sub-Saharan nations. The meeting in Yaoundé, Cameroon included experts from 43 African countries. Jean-Pierre Edzoa is an official of Cameroon's Ministry of Social Affairs. He describes the life ahead for uneducated children as a disaster. He says the government is doing everything possible to make parents understand that they harm their children if they do not send them to school. The World Wildlife Fund for Nature is best known for its work for the environment, but it is also helping efforts to increase school attendance. Hanson Gifforti is director of the WWF office in Cameroon. He said it is now centering its efforts on education because so many children do not go to school.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2. Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4.
Since 2009, earthquake activity has greatly increased in the central and eastern United States. A new report from U.S. earthquake experts links drilling for oil and gas with the rise in the number of earthquakes in those areas. It is widely known that certain parts of oil and gas drilling can lead to small earthquakes. The United States has expanded its oil and gas production in recent years. Critics blame the use of a drilling method known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking for the increase in earthquakes. Fracking involves forcing high-pressure water, sand, and chemicals into rock formations deep underground. The U.S. Geological Survey published a report on a study of 17 fracking areas within 8 states in the central and eastern parts of the U.S. Those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7.
The International Labour Organization recently released a report suggesting that real wage growth in developed economies is close to unchanged. Real wage measure includes the effects of inflation. Developing economies are mainly responsible for world wage growth. The ILO report says world wage growth is below the 3% rate that existed before the economic crisis of 2008. It says wage growth has slowed to nearly 0% in developed economies over the last 2 years. Wages are growing by 6% in developing economies like China and other Asian nations. Wage growth in Eastern Europe and Central Asia is almost as high. The ILO report says wages in rich nations are still about 3 times higher than in poor countries. It says workers in developed countries earn $3,000 a month on average compared to $1,000 a month for workers in developing nations.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
An ideal design for a toothbrush has not been invented. Dentists have put forward many different designs over the years, and each has its advantages. We all know the problems of trying to clean less accessible areas, where it is difficult to see and space is restricted. In trying to clean the backs of our lower front teeth and our wisdom teeth, we have produced toothbrushes with every type of bend in the handles and curve on the surfaces of the bristles. Added to this, there is the choice of natural bristle or nylon for the heads of the toothbrush. After numerous tests, it has been found that there is no difference in effectiveness between the natural and artificial bristle. In fact, dentists are finding more advantages with the nylon toothbrush. Nylon bristle is said to last longer, is more easily cleaned, and harbors fewer germs. The individual nylon bristles tend to be more consistent in texture and do not become soft. The bristles, moreover, do not split as is the case with natural bristle. The main advantage of natural bristles appears to be that they are more resilient when new. Another controversy is the appearance of hard, medium, and soft toothbrushes. We are told that certain hard brushes are good for smokers and promote healthy gums. Once again, the publicity is misleading, starting with the conception that hardness means a bristle of a tougher substance. This is not so, for a hard toothbrush is one in which the diameter of the bristles is greater, thus making the brush more rigid. This causes problems because the gums are easily injured and the tooth surface is more easily worn away by this type of brush.
Section B, Listening-Based Integrated Tasks. Hi, Professor Smith. I hear you've written a book titled Visions.
Yes, it explains how science will revolutionize the 21st century.
Could I ask you some questions concerning the book?
Sure.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Generally, yeah. If we go back to the year of 1900, most Americans didn't live beyond the age of 50. Since then, we've had improvements in healthcare and technology. There is no reason why these won't continue far into the 21st century.
Are we ready for the changes that will come?
Changes are already happening. The future is here now. We have DNA, microchips, the internet. Some people's reaction is to say, we are too old. We don't understand new technology. My reaction is to say, we must educate people to use new technology now.
Is world population going to be a big problem?
Yes and no. I think that world population will stop increasing as we all get richer. If you are part of the middle class, you don't want or need 12 children.
Will there be a world government?
Very probably. We will have to manage the world and its resources on a global level because countries alone are too small.
Will we have control on everything?
I think we'll learn to control the weather, volcanoes, and earthquakes. Illness won't exist. We'll grow new livers, kidneys, hearts, and lungs like spare parts for a car. People will live to about 130 or 150. For 2,000 years, we have tried to understand our environment. Now, we'll begin to control it.
What about the weather? How can we make accurate predictions on weather and control it ultimately?
During the era, we'll stop talking about the weather, but we'll do something about it. We'll gradually learn how to predict the effects of human activity on the Earth, its climate, and its ecosystems. And with that knowledge will come an increasing willingness to use it to manage the workings of our planet.
Among all the above-mentioned breakthroughs, which one is the most impressive?
In my view, we'll have a brain roadmap in the end. This is the real final frontier of the 21st century. The brain is the most complex system we know. It contains about 100 billion neurons, roughly the number of stars in the Milky Way, each connected to as many as 1,000 others. Early in the next century, we will use advanced forms of magnetic resonance imaging to produce detailed maps of the neurons in operation. We'll be able to say with certainty which ones are working when you read a word, when you say a word, when you think about a word, and so on.
Thank you for your wonderful enlightenments.
Thank you for having me.